announced the creation of the Protect Milk Canyon Watershed Assistance Committee to protect the area's water resources and ecology. Landowner and Canyon resident Morton Alexander said the science community is very divided on the safety of this practice, i.e. Putting waste on ag lands. Unfortunately, the State Department of Ecology sees little controversy and only thinly regulates it. We can't just sit by and do nothing as sewage from unknown sources is trucked in and dumped on a rural community. For over a year, residents of Mill Canyon and Lincoln County, Washington have been organizing resistance to the plans of neighboring Rossman Farms to apply municipal sewage sludge to its grain fields bordering the canyon. Also known as biosolids, sewage sludge is known to contain toxic contaminants. Rossman Farms has applied to the Washington State Department of Ecology for a permit to apply that sludge near Mill Canyon. The agency has yet to issue the permit. Meanwhile, local citizens are alarmed and are organizing. Mill Creek is a tributary to the Spokane River, and it runs through the canyon. Consequently, the Spokane River would also be contaminated if biosolids are applied to the grain fields there. According to the group, Mill Canyon is home to residents who tend both commercial and amateur organic farms and gardens, some of which have been tended organically for over 50 years. Tolstoy Farm, one of the oldest secular international or intentional communities in the United States, is located in Mill Canyon. With support from the Sierra Club, the Columbia Institute for Water Policy, and the Northwest Fund for the Environment, Mill Canyon neighbors are preparing to appeal the case if Department of Ecology approves a permit. They have a website called protectmillcanyon.org to inform the public and gain allies, and the website links to much information about the dangers of biosolids and similar efforts to combat biosolids throughout the United States. If the permit is ultimately denied, it will set a precedent for protecting the health and well-being of rural residents in many other communities.
So where are they going to get this municipal solid, this biosludge? I mean, what do we know about that?
Well, I don't know any exact sources, but two potential sources would be the city of Spokane and Spokane's wastewater treatment plant.
And what do you know about the biosludge? Just because since you work on the toxics task force.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that we all flush down our toilets, or some of you flush down your toilets, hormone disruptors.
That you shouldn't be flushing down your toilets, by the way. Yeah.
You know, and things get thrown into the septic system, or not septic, but the sewer systems. They can have toxic chemicals for sure. There's PCBs that come into the wastewater treatment plants. They actually get reduced by the wastewater treatment plants, but they still, some of them make it through. So those are all potentially ending up flame retardants, which are not regulated, possibly could end up in there.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this. It's going to be an interesting case.